If you are living in a mobile home or a prefabricated home and you want to get an air conditioning system installed, you may be asking yourself some questions. What are the options available to you? Do you need to get a permit? Do you need to talk with your park manager? In this video, we will go over the options available for air conditioning for a mobile home. There are four main options for you to choose from. The first two are window air conditioners and portable air conditioners. These are the least expensive to purchase. However, they are noisy and consume more energy than other options. In the long run, the energy cost is the largest cost associated with the HVAC system. As a result, more and more homeowners are opting out of using the window AC and the portable AC. The third option is getting a central air conditioning system. Most mobile homes come with a built-in central heating system. To get air conditioning, you will need to add a coil and condenser to your existing central heating system. The condenser will be placed on the outside of your mobile home, usually in the back or rear. Your HVAC installer will connect the condenser to the coil with copper line sets. If you are planning on getting a central air conditioning system installed, you will need to talk with your park manager. Your park manager may have special requirements, such as the placement of the condenser and the electrical usage of the unit. In some cases, your park manager may require you to obtain a permit from the city or the state. The fourth option for a mobile is to install ductless mini splits. These are high-efficiency heating and air conditioning units that use electricity to heat and cool your home. There's no need for ductwork or natural gas. These units are ideal for adding air conditioning to a few rooms in the home or in situations where doing central air conditioning is not possible. Some older mobile homes were built with wall heaters and therefore do not have built-in ductwork. If you do not have any ductwork, the cost of adding in ductwork may be much more expensive than installing a ductless mini split. With the ductless mini splits, you should talk with your park manager before proceeding. They may have special requirements and in some cases will require that you obtain a permit for the project. In summary, if you are living in a mobile home or a prefabricated home, you do have options when it comes to air conditioning. Your options include portable AC, window AC, central air conditioning, and ductless mini splits. Depending on your budget, the type of heating system you currently have, and the site configurations, you can choose one of these options to satisfy your air conditioning needs. If you're in California and are looking for a reliable HVAC contractor, please feel free to contact us at D Air Conditioning. We have retail stores in both Northern and Southern California. Our HVAC specialists are happy to assist you with any questions that you may have. We work throughout the state of California and currently do more than 3,000 projects per year. We'll take a look at your project and provide a professional evaluation on your options.